This is Wildlife Capsules, presented by the Gallatin Wildlife Association. I'm Jay Schell. Congress has enacted more than 30 pieces of legislation over the past 60 years dealing with the environment. Some have related to air and water quality, some have related to wildlife and wilderness habitat. All pertain to the world in which we live, the quality of life, and how we relate to the environment we enjoy. The earliest piece of such legislation was the Clean Air Act, signed into law in 1963 and authorizing the U.S. Public Health Service to research techniques for monitoring and controlling air pollution. It was amended 2 years later to set standards for controlling the emission of pollutants from automobiles, beginning with 1968 models. Further amendments in 1990 addressed the problems of acid rain, ozone depletion, and toxic air pollution. The Clean Air Act was the first major environmental law in the U.S. to include a provision for citizen suits. The Wilderness Act in 1964 created the legal definition of wilderness in the U.S. and protected 9.1 million acres of federal land. It was signed into law by President Lyndon B. Johnson in 1964, after over 60 drafts and 8 years of work. With apologies for its sexist language, it defined wilderness as an area where the earth and its community of life are untrammeled by man, where man himself is a visitor who does not remain, in contrast with those areas where man and his own works dominate the landscape. The National Environmental Policy Act is an environmental law that promotes the enhancement of the environment and established the President's Council on Environmental Quality and has been copied by more than 100 nations around the world. It requires that all executive federal agencies prepare environmental assessments and environmental impact statements for all proposed agency actions. The Clean Water Act was enacted in 1972 with the objective of restoring and maintaining the chemical, physical, and biological integrity of the nation's waters by preventing point and non-point pollution sources, providing assistance for wastewater treatment, and maintaining the integrity of wetlands. In 1973, the Endangered Species Act was enacted, with the intention of reversing the trend toward species extinction, whatever the cost. The act is administered by the U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service and the National Marine Fisheries Service. The Pollution Prevention Act of 1990 focused industry, government, and public attention on reducing the amount of pollution through cost-effective changes in production, operation, and raw materials use. The Energy Policy Act became effective in 1992 and set standards, created mandates, and amended utility law to increase clean energy use and improve overall energy efficiency in the U.S., and is designed to lessen the nation's dependence on imported energy and provide incentives for clean and renewable energy. While there are many other acts that Congress has enacted in this same period, this is the principal environmental legislation that the current administration has sought to dismantle and should be the subject of extensive public discussion. This has been Wildlife Capsules, presented by the Gallatin Wildlife Association. I'm Jay Schell. Thanks for listening.